Hello and welcome back to Dungeons and Shinobi. I am your Dungeon Kage Teapot, and with me here as always we have Beans.
Oi, oi, lads. How are you doing?
We have Briar Rogers.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
And Marcus.
Hey there. How's it going?
All right, guys. Been a little while since we played, so let's do a recap. Last time, you guys met a mist spirit named Metsuka. After, quote, interrogating two Black Ops members, you talked to Metsuka about Ma and your mission to escape the Hidden Leaf. You then all decided to head west towards the Hidden Stone Village. Metsuka granted you safe passage and a blessing that allowed you to transform into a mist and glide through the swamp. Making it safely to the mountains, you started your hike through the mountain pass. After grabbing a quick snack in the form of a chakra beetle, you then made your decision to go over the mountain instead of around it to save time on your journey. You then set up camp where Kale offered Akira the other Hyuga eye that he rescued? Stole?
Acquired.
Yoinked.
Acquired? Whatever. He took from the lab. In his demonstration, however, he noticed a man in the bushes spying on you in the distance. Kale was able to talk Akira out of using his sand coffin and discovered the man's name was Omori. Omori told you that he was camping on the mountain with his father and two kids that they met after fleeing the fairground disaster. He then told you that all he wanted was some food, to which Kale offered to help him hunt on his own. After several naps from Omori and nightmares caused by Kale, you were able to catch some of the vermin and send him back to camp with food. After hiking another night without any hitch, you made your way to an odd part of the mountain that had a bunch of craters and holes. Just as you started to notice more and more of these huge craters, you all felt tremors under your feet. Akira and Kishiro were able to successfully react in time, but unfortunately, Kale failed his dex save and was swallowed whole by a huge earthworm. And that's where we are now. So, Kale, you are restrained and blinded as of right now. So right now you kind of just feel like rocks and all kinds of things kind of cramming up against you as you slowly start to move down the esophagus of this giant worm. And then you just feel, seemingly kind of like out of the wall itself, a hand comes out and grabs you and pulls in to this small little pocket that smells terrible. It smells just awful in here.
I'm surprised there's even air in here.
It seems like a weird hollowed out part of like the throat of this worm. And standing in front of you, you see a guy who looks like he's wearing some clothes that look kind of nicer. Like they're like button up clothes. He's got like shoes on that in any other sense, it would look like he might be a little bit more of a formal person. But you notice that like he's real disheveled. His hair looks like it's covered in like the same kind of mucusy slime that you seem to be covered in. He pulls out a little lighter and lights it. So it illuminates this spot that you're in. And you see he's got like his shirt untucked. There's holes in it. The tie that he had is like completely torn off. And it's like covering his arm where like he had a scrape. And he looks at you and he says, "Oh, wow. What are you doing in here? Holy crap. You're lucky I caught you. You were headed straight for the stomach."
"Well, I'm glad you lighting that flame didn't explode us."
"Yes, well, man, this is the bile. It's acidic. It eats its way through the food. It's not actually flammable, luckily. This is just the mucus that the worm makes."
"Yeah, you know, I was really concerned about methane. Man, it's tight in here."
"Yeah, it's a little your name? Cramped. Hi, yeah, I'm Professor Habanara, but you can just call me Kojiro."
"Okay, Prof. How do you reckon we get out of here?"
"Well, you see, if I knew that, then I probably wouldn't be in here." "It seems like we're kind of in a pickle, if that makes sense."
"Yeah, I'd say so."
"Do you happen to have any sort of like explosives or some sort of, maybe like, do you have extra..."
"Oh no."
"Something to make him regurgitate us. I've been trying to come up with a way, but this thing literally eats rocks, so it's kind of hard to get him to vomit."
"Man, it's hard to breathe in here."
Yeah.
"Yeah, I can do something like
could
that.
Could you stop poking me with your elbow there? You just move a little bit to the left.
It's just really cramped.
Right there. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Okay, this will work. Stay away from the flame. You don't want to burn your hair."
"You know, I think I have an idea."
"I've got a teapot question. Please tell me this isn't going to spark any methane."
"Yeah, literally, that's what I was saying."
It's a worm that eats rocks and is huge, okay? It doesn't have the same fucking digestive system as a normal
worm.
Hey,
you don't know. It could have an anus.
I do know. I created the thing.
You said he took out a lighter, and I was like, oh, no.
No.
Imagine that.
It's fine. I need a way
whatever
for
you
to
do,
be able to
don't light a cigarette.
Yeah.
You both take 1,000 damage.
I think I have an idea.
Okay. Do you have any, like, leaves or veggies or some sort of plants or anything on you? Do you have, like, a massive, you didn't happen to come in here with a bush or something, right?
No.
Okay. Well, it was worth a shot.
All right. So, while we're in this unfortunate predicament, I'm going to have to ask you one thing.
Yeah.
Please stop talking.
Okay, I'll do my best, but...
No, dot. Dot. And hold your breath.
Okay.
I take a massive breath. I use the Uchiha Ember Bullet.
Okay.
I, like, kind of lean over the side, I guess?
Yeah, you want to, like...
If there's a side there?
So interestingly, this is a pocket in the throat of the esophagus, kind of like a weird ulcer or something that it seems to have... We find ourselves in. I'm real lucky I found it here, or else I'd have been eaten a long time ago. I just...
So, Professor.
Yeah.
You know how flame lives, right?
How what?
How flame works.
Yeah.
Oxygen, yada yada.
Yeah.
Great. You're using all of it. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Don't even breathe.
And then I lean over the side of whatever pocket, and I use my thing.
Okay.
I guess I'm inside. Do I need to roll to hit?
You don't need to roll to hit, but roll damage, though, and see how much damage you make.
Can I roll to see if I can crit?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Gah, it's a 17 on the die, so no. However, I think it's 5d6 plus 5. Ooh, 24.
24?
24 damage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You, as soon as it makes contact with like the side, as you reach out, you just kind of like, again, stuffed. You kind of get hit with some rocks that are making its way through. It seems like this thing hasn't stopped eating since it swallowed you. Occasionally you see like a little rat crawling through there, and the professor reaches his hand out like a little goblin, tries to snatch it up. I'm gonna eat that if you don't. And you shoot for like the fleshy kind of walls of this, and as it hits, the light kind of illuminates this area a little more, and you're able to see that the flesh is sort of molded and is shiny. Like, it seems almost like this worm isn't just organic. It's almost like it's got some sort of a rock feature to it. You feel it just kind of wiggle around, and you just feel like a rumble coming from below you, like, but it just shakes and nothing happens.
I think you're going to have to do a little bit more damage than that to it. You see, the sandworms are known for... I'm a zoologist, and I've actually been out here trying to study the sandworm. It seems this one's been ingesting ores and minerals from this mountain here, and it's kind of grafted it into its own body. It's tougher than most worms. So, I don't know if you're going to be able to get it to do it just from that. I've been sitting here trying to, like, punch it, and all it ever does is roar. It doesn't really do a whole lot else from there.
Well, unfortunately for us, the only thing I can really do is give it nightmares.
That might... it's better than what I've been doing, which is...
He pulls out, like, a little, like, chisel. And he's just kind of like trying to chisel at like the inner part of it.
I've been trying to maybe hollow this ulcer out a little more, see if we can break through its skin. But every time I crack a little bit off, it just repairs almost as fast as I can. See, it's just, it's not really doing much. I mean, at least yours made him like grumble and rumble, but. Yeah, it's just, this is
what
sucks.
What if I jumped?
Into it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just his stomach acid down there. You probably wouldn't be able to survive that.
Well, if there's no methane, you know.
Yeah, but acid is acid. I mean, I've never really gotten a sample from it, but I'd imagine that the whatever's digesting rocks is probably going to be able to break you apart pretty easily.
Hmm.
He's used to it.
You may have a point.
That's just my, you know, scientific opinion, I guess. But what am I know? I'm just a doctor.
Real quick, I'm going to switch. So after you get, you're kind of having this interaction with the professor, Akira and Kishiro. You two are standing on the outside, and from what you guys just witnessed, you see this huge worm. You guys felt this rumbling. You acted quick enough, but you couldn't quite save Kale, and you just see him get swallowed up by this huge worm. And I'm going to send a picture in the Discord. I forgot to mention on the main feed, that is. There's a picture on the Discord of how big the worm is and kind of an idea of where you guys are at. It's just a shitty little drawing I did. I'll post it in the general chat whenever the episode comes out.
Wait, the purple one or the regular one?
No, the regular one. Like, just the doodle that I did where you see, like, where he's at. It says, you are here. So you guys see this massive worm shimmering in the light come shooting up out of the ground and then back down into the hole, and you just feel, like, tremors as if it's, like, heading straight down again. And as that happens, you guys hear from the bushes, like, there's a little bit of, like, underpass beneath you guys. So on mountains, there's a lot of, like, spots where shrubbery will grow and a little bit of, like, a pool where, like, water kind of pulls up and stuff. You see from one of these little sort of oasis points in between all of these craters and stuff, from out of one of these bushes, a guy peeks out and goes, psst, come here, come here, shh, come here. Pointing at you guys, Akira and Kishiro.
Akira hesitates for a moment, wanting to execute some kind of a plan on the worm, but knowing that now is not exactly the best moment for that. He, like I said, hesitates for a moment, but then he quickly kind of scurries over to the guy, trying to keep his head down, like trying to be slightly, kind of somewhat quiet about it.
You start to walk over there and nothing happens. It seems fine. But Kishiro, if you're going to, I take it you are just following him.
Yeah.
Okay. As you start to walk, you feel like the rumbling underneath of you again. And the guy goes, like, starts doing a hand sign, like, cut it out, like putting his hand next to his throat. Like, no, stop, stop. And I'm going to need you to give me a stealth check, Kishiro.
All right.
Okay.
It's a total of 21.
21? Damn. Yeah. All right, cool.
Kishiro might be a big bastard, but he's got good stealth.
Yeah. So you start to glide across the sand. After your first step, it seems like this guy's telling you to be a little more soft-footed, and you just kind of fucking ice skate over this thing without making a single noise. And Akira, you start to walk, and you don't make anything because you have those boots on that let you walk without making any noise or anything like that. So you're totally fine. You don't need to give me a stealth check or anything. But you guys make it into the bushes, and this guy kind of pulls you in. He's like,
dude, what the fuck are you guys doing out here?
We were on our way to the stone village.
Shut, whisper, dude. Whisper. It can hear you.
Akira's literally just mean mugging this guy now.
Yeah, so I'll describe this guy too in front of you. You see, this guy, he's fucking jacked. Giant dude. He's got real long. He's tanned up. Fucking just looks like a total bro. He's got real long red hair that's pulled back into a ponytail, and he's got eyes like yours, Akira, that are kind of teal looking. And he's just tanned out, though. Like, he looks like if Kishiro and Akira had a baby, basically.
What the
like
fuck?
I don't like where this is going.
he's like a big jacked Akira almost. And he's just like,
dude, what the fuck are you guys doing out here? Are you part of the university too?
The what?
The university, dude. The sand university.
Wait. Have we met before?
Us? I don't think so, dude.
Bathhouse, Entertainment District.
You definitely Fashion. Look like... No, I mean, some of my bros went out on spring break, but I had to do this stupid...
I met them!
Shut up! You gotta whisper, dude. You cannot fucking talk too loud or that fucking worm's gonna come back. You probably met some of my bros then, man. They all got to go on fucking spring break, and I had to be here with this fucking perfect...
And then you guys feel like a little bit of, like, boo, like a giant tremor, and he just shuts up and gets real quiet and puts his fingers over his lips.
Okay, I think it's gone. Yeah, I had to do this stupid fucking thing to make up my points so that way I wouldn't fail the fucking class. And now I gotta be here. Then the fucking professor gets eaten, bro. Now I'm just fucking stuck out here in the bushes, man. I don't know what the fuck to do. You guys here to save me or like what?
No.
We just happened to be passing by.
Fuck! All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's just get the fuck out of here, right? I saw it eat your friend, and, like, that sucks, dude. Like, it ate my professor, too, so I'm probably not going to pass the class now. But,
I'm going to roll a quick intelligence check. Give me a second.
Go for it.
Why is this where I get a natural 20? I hate this.
Yeah. What are you rolling for? What's the...
Kishiro interrupts him and says, actually, if you didn't know, when you go to a university and your lecturer dies, you by default get a perfect score. So, shut up.
You see this guy's fucking face goes from absolutely terrified to the happiest you've ever fucking seen this guy.
Dude, that's the best fucking news I've ever heard in my fucking life. That's fucking righteous, dude. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Wait, Can't get too hyped, dude. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm about to push this guy in the stomach so he's just getting A.
I can't fucking wait. I could have gone on spring break and this dumbass died and I got it anyway, but whatever, dude. All right, sweet. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Our comrade was swallowed whole. He's rather crafty.
Yeah, dude, that sucks. Was he your professor too?
No.
Are you going to get an A now?
No.
Fuck, that sucks, dude. Was that like a friend?
No, he was a black market organ donor, rather. Surgeon.
What?
I call him a bitch.
Oh, well then, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I got an A and you guys got rid of a bitch. I mean, that sounds like a fucking win-win to me, dude. Let's get the fuck out of here. We just gotta be real quiet.
I have a hunch that he may still be alive. We can't just abandon him.
Who?
Our comrade.
The bitch.
The one who just got ate by the fucking worm?
He was swallowed whole. No jaws were shut down on him.
He was swallowed whole by... Okay, yeah, he was swallowed whole by a fucking massive worm, dude. Like, you're missing the whole massive worm part of that sentence.
Akira pulls out his kunai and just puts it to this guy's throat.
Whoa, what the fuck, dude? Totally not chill. Totally not chill. What are you doing?
Up.
All right, whatever, dude.
And that's when he just kind of turns his head over and looks over to Kishiro, completely now just ignoring this idiot.
Hey, he's getting an A.
I don't care what he's getting. We need to come up with a plan. I'm sure Kale is still in there.
Do you have a fishing hook?
Akira just stares at him with the most "we're gonna die here" kind of stare. Are there any large rocks around us?
Yeah, you're on a mountain, so I'll say it's not too outlandish to say that. Yeah, there's like boulders, rocks. There's all kinds of different sized things. This is just like the top of think of kind of like the what's it called, the Appalachian Trail or whatever. It's just a long row of just mountain after mountain. It's just a huge trail, so there's rocks, pebbles, fucking, you can pretty much find any of that.
Can you grab one of these large rocks and just throw it over there? His eyes just kind of trace back and forth between Kishiro and the other guy because nobody's saying anything.
Oh, sorry, dude, am I allowed to fucking talk now? Is that cool?
No.
Is that fine? I mean, you were being kind of a dick earlier, so I didn't know if you were talking to me or if you were like still ignoring me. Like, I mean, I guess you need me now. Yeah. Whatever.
Throw the goddamn rock.
All right, Dad. Fuck. Who the fuck are you anyway? I don't even know who you fucking guys are.
I'll be the man who takes your life if you don't throw the fucking rock.
Goddamn, dude. All right, fine. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, dude.
Does this have to involve a strength check or something?
Yeah, it's definitely going to involve a strength check.
Yay! This is where I end up getting like a one.
So you have an option. You have an option between, as you're kind of like trying to be quiet in these in the leafy area, it seems like the leaves and stuff like dampen your footsteps and everything. You find a ginormous boulder that with the two of you guys, you could probably chuck this thing far enough that you could get it far enough away from you that it won't, like, take you whole as well. But it's going to be really hard to toss this that far. But you're basically guaranteed to set the worm off if you use this one. You have a medium-sized rock that with the two of you, you almost definitely can throw it far enough away from you that the worm wouldn't get you as well. But it's not guaranteed that the worm will actually come. And then there's small rocks that either one of you can just toss by yourself, and you could just keep tossing those as far as you want.
You want to do, like, this big one? Or do you think, like, just the medium? I mean, I don't know what's going to, like, get him to come out. What do you think worms like, dude? Like a big rock?
Big.
Fuck, this is why I'm fucking failing, dude. What the fuck do sandworms eat? Shit. Stupid, if the fucking professor was here right now, he'd be like, actually... He needs to fucking rock whatever. So he's fucking correcting me and shit. Asshole, I just wanted to go on fucking spring break in the fashion district of Leaf. There's all these babes there and shit. Whatever, man. All right. So we doing this or what?
Heave ho.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll me a... Do you want to do the big one, middle one,
small should we one? Do the big one? See what happens. The big one? I'd like to imagine that Kushiro and whoever the fuck this guy is have started standing on, like, opposite sides of the rock.
Yeah.
Like a... You ever carry a couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can Akira, like, while they're doing this, just slowly stealth away? Just move away from them? In yeah, case they drop fine. This fucking rock?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're gonna do the biggest one, this is gonna be the hardest challenge, but with the most reward. You're basically guaranteed to get this worm to come out. But if you don't throw it far enough, then it might get you too. Because I didn't say, but the diameter of this is about 30 foot or 10 meters for us, for the, I don't know, freedom unit challenge.
Marcus, do you think we're going to have to fight this thing?
I'm cooking. Let me cook. Let me cook here.
I'm just thinking whether or not I'll need to do something in advance, dude.
As they're about to lift up the rock. Am I allowed to do something real quick?
Yeah.
Akira just puts his hand on the ground and just, he uses a Jade Devotion. So a surge of earth release chakra, and basically that vibrates the sand beneath them, spreads forward, covering Akira himself and these two others, giving them armor or have temporary hit points, resistance of bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
Are you adding the, like, earth underneath of them vibrating part as flavor, or is that what
that's,
it actually that,
that's
says?
That's as flavor.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like...
I thought for a minute you meant, like, it moves the earth around. I'm like, that's not a good idea.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, so you want to give them protection, basically?
Yeah, so I'm giving them a little protection. So even if you are eaten, I can at least say, hey, I tried. 12. So you get... we all get plus 16 hit points.
Hell yeah.
16.
Yep.
That's a lot of hit points.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hopefully you don't need it. But,
I maybe. Will still use it.
True that.
It's like all Viagra. Right.
Okay. Kishiro, go ahead and give me a strength check, and I'll say you can do it with advantage since you have this guy helping you. And if you get, I'll say if you get a 20, then you toss it far enough away that the worm comes out well beyond you guys. If you toss it and you get 15 or lower, you guys will need to make a dex save to get out.
Should I roll two at once or do one at a time and see how much I hate my life?
We'll see. I mean, you got a good strength. You should be fine.
I fucking hate my life.
What'd you get?
Nat 1 on the first roll.
Oh my god.
Nat 1.
What's the next one?
Okay, that one's not too bad. That's a 14 roll, which leaves us to a total of 19.
Yeah, 19? Cool, you're good. That's fine. You throw it out. You guys, like, get your footing underneath of you. You feel a little extra, I guess, toughness thanks to some of this armor that Akira gave you. And you guys, like, one, two, and you fucking throw it way out into the field. And you feel a rumbling as the worm shoots up. And eats this rock almost like Free Willy style, like you're throwing a fish out to him. And as this happens, I'm going to switch back over to Kale. So Kale, right after you get done like shooting this bullet in here. Professor's pulling you back in. You feel it moving around a bunch, and this isn't from your thing. It seems like maybe the worm is moving in a different direction all of a sudden. Like it made a quick turn, and you guys kind of get slammed against each other while you're inside. Oh, oh, it's going to resurface again. It's going to resurface again. Grab on.
What does that mean?
It means it's moving. And you feel it rumbling, and it starts to move, and you feel like on the outside, you kind of feel the rocks are moving a little faster, as if it's eating a little quicker. It's moving up. Something must have pissed it off.
Don't think it actually does anything, but I think I would, at this point, I would activate my Sharingan.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
So, use my bonus action, and it's not open. It's only, I think, active for 10 minutes, so... Man. Ugh. I'll activate my Byakugan too with my action.
You see the interest peaks in his eyes, and it's almost like he forgets where he is for a second. You have two interesting eyes. How did you get those? Are you Hyuga? Are you Uchiha? You have a Hyuga eye, and you have Uchiha hair. This is fascinating.
Oh my god, I rolled a 15 on my save.
Save? Oh, sweet. So that's another save for you.
I think that's all of them.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it is. You have successfully taken a Hyuga eye. Congrats, little psycho.
I just look at him and I say, whatever you want me to be, baby.
Stop trying to fuck everything.
I look like a child. All right, so you activate both those eyes. You guys feel this rumbling come up. Oh, if you're Uchiha, does that mean... Do you know... I guess I should have known from the Ember Bullet, but... That means you know jutsus. Do you know something that's a little stronger than that one you sent out earlier? Anything
I
that could
give you nightmares?
I don't think the worms.
I could explain it to you, but I'm sure your doctoral mind is filled with all sorts of other useless information at this moment.
Well,
I'm just good at illusions.
That's unfortunately not helpful. Do you have bombs or anything? You're a ninja. You have any sort of.
You think I have bombs?
I don't know. Don't they have like the little paper tag things? I've seen it before.
Why would I use that? I use nightmares.
Because nightmares don't blow up in a situation when you get trapped inside of a worm.
Exactly. I'm a ninja.
All right, ninja.
Oh, God.
Get us out of here.
Oh, God.
Because I'm a professor.
Very off script. There was a friend of mine who was very tempted to do like animated artwork of some of the scenes in these, and I'm now just picturing fucking Kale just going, because I'm a ninja.
Yeah. I'm a ninja.
Animated. Look
what they need to imitate our power.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess, let's see, hold on. I only have a +2 dex. Oh, I'm so fucking dumb.
What's going
on? I'm just gonna walk up the walls.
You can just walk up the walls. Okay.
I can just walk up his body. I have talker control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you could just try and... Okay, cool.
As soon as... I guess, hold on. I can't do anything yet, but I can't prep an action because I use my action.
Yeah, we're not in turn-based, though, right now, so you're fine. Like, that's
okay. Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah, then I'll just, like... Fuck.
Start crawling up the walls. Are you...
How much do you weigh?
Well, on a good day, probably like 100, 100, 100, or 150, 160 pounds.
Ooh, I don't think I'm strong enough. How strong would I have to be to carry him out?
You're not strong enough to do that. Because you're going to be fighting off rocks and stuff trying to climb up this too.
So it's burrowed currently, right?
No, it's resurfacing like right now. So the rocks are going to have a little bit of a blip.
It's angled vertically.
Yes.
Yeah. Hate to say it, Doc, but you might be on your own for the next little while.
That's fine. Go get help.
You know what? Here. I hand him a rope.
Oh, good idea. Tie that around you, and then when you get out of here, you can pull me out.
Fishing hook.
We'll try that, I guess.
I mean, unless you were thinking of something else.
But if it pulls me back down, I'm sorry.
If it pulls you back down, then I can pull the rope and pull you back up to here. Win-win.
Some doctor.
Yeah, see?
Just take the rope. Take the rope.
Okay.
Good luck. And then I walk up to the mouth.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. As you're like climbing through this, it is still like a throat, so it's kind of tight. It's a little enclosed. Occasionally boulders seem to start passing through it. So give me a, I'll say give me two dex saving throws, or let's say strength saves. If you pass, you make your way successfully up to the mouth. If you fail, then you're going to go back down 15 feet.
All right. One is 14.
Okay.
The other one is 6.
The other one's 6? Okay. You essentially go net zero. You make it up. You get hit by a big rock that kind of crams you down that you can't seem to wiggle past.
Maybe chakra control?
The chakra control is what's keeping you on there. I'd say...
God.
You could use, well, plus how six about, for that. You could use, instead of strength, you can use, like, what would chakra control be? Is that, like, a chakra that skill? Control. That's a skill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Roll two chakra controls, then. See if you can...
Okay, well, one is 20, and the other one is 12.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you successfully get past some of these boulders, and you start to make your way up to it, and as you're making your way to the mouth, you see it just kind of... opening and closing with all these rows and rows of teeth, and it gets kind of dangerous here. So this is a little bit like, you know, almost trying to get through the door before it closes type thing.
Yeah.
As it's munching, it's also coming up for rock, and you get just as you start to come up to the mouth part, you see light as it breaks the surface and eats this giant boulder that Kishiro and... Oh, you guys don't know this guy's name. Kishiro Dave. And the dumb guy.
Oh.
He has a name. Yeah, the name. Brent. It's Brent Hillers.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I love how the names in this podcast can vary so much. Like, you've got Kale, Kushiro, Kira, Susuji, and then you have Brent.
And Brent, yeah. Yeah, dude, Brent Hillers. Anyway.
And Curtis Kurt Kunai of the Kurt Kunai Company.
Curtis Kurt Kunai of the Kurt Kunai Co. Yep, I'm not original or good at making names. I never claimed to be. So as you start to make it up, you have this one shot. You make it through these teeth, you're good. You don't make it through these teeth, probably not good. If you want to try, and once it breaks through the surface, you can try and do like a jump. If you have some sort of jutsu that you can use, I'll give you advantage.
I think I have 15 more movement speed.
Okay. I'll say, well, I mean, you can wait a second, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, that's all I have. I'm literally just for stealth and illusions.
Yeah, so you ain't got shit to teleport or anything. No. Okay, well, that sucks. I guess go ahead and just give me a dex check if you want to see if you can be quick enough to get through these jaws. I'll say it's a DC 15.
5.
You got a 5?
I got a 5.
Oh, that's not good. Oh. That's not good. All right. Let me look. The worm's got bites. Oh, God. Whew. Okay, it's 4d10.
Oh, this could...
I mean...
Kill me.
It could. 29 damage.
Oh.
Oof.
God damn.
Pierce, you get fucked up.
Oh.
This thing crunches down on you as you start to fall back down its throat. You're not knocked out or anything, though, are you?
No, I have 11 health left.
Oh, my God.
Would Akira Kishiro hear, like, Kale yell or see, like, blood, like, spurt out or anything?
Yeah, it's all of this is happening in...
Son of a bitch!
Yeah. This is happening in, like, slow motion almost. It's like you throw the rock out, then all of a sudden the worm comes up, and, like, in slow motion as it's chomping, you just see for half a second Kale's, like, hand reaching out, and then the mouth closes, and you see blood squirt out of the worm's mouth as it's...
Did I just lose a hand?
I guess Luke rules. Sure. You lost a hand.
Oh, my God, dude. Stop losing pieces of your body.
It just
Kale.
Bites of... And Kale's hand lands right next to Akira very cinematically as you hear him scream, and the worm ascends upward Free Willy style and starts to gravitate back down like a slinky.
As it's on, is it whose turn is it?
Yeah, I guess let's go ahead and roll initiative because we're gonna need to. I'm gonna roll for the worm. I almost said the whale. The worm.
I rolled a nat 20.
Oh, Kira's first.
You guys are crazy today.
So nat 20 plus initiative, so 24.
Fucking new year, new Marcus.
Worm doesn't have shit for dex. That's a 14. For the worm. What'd you get in for initiative, Beans?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Didn't roll, huh?
Okay, that is a 7 on the roll. And 11.
11, okay.
Someone tells me that is very bad.
Oh, I need to roll for Brent. Brent got a 14. Ooh, the worm got a roll off.
I rolled an 18.
Sweet. Is that like with your dex and everything? Handless Kale now. All right, Akira, you are first to act.
So, which hand is it?
Left hand. I don't know. Roll a die. Odds it's left, evens it's right.
I can roll a 1 or a 2. 1.
So left.
Bummer. I'm left-handed.
Bummer.
All right, so the first thing that Akira does is he quickly just waves his arm. Dust particle drizzle, and he sends a mass of essentially shards of bullets and obsidian and gravel and shit like that at the creature.
Okay.
And it has to make a dex saving throw.
Oh, it's got to make a dex save?
Yeah. Okay.
Not good dex, because it's a big fat boy. Oh, no fucking way. He rolled a 19.
That's okay.
It's plus 0.
That's okay. So he does pass, but he takes half damage.
Okay.
And so that'd be 14. So he takes 7 damage, and because I hit him with a Hijutsu, I now know his location even when he goes back down underground.
Nice.
And as he's going down, can we kind of see its head? Like, now that he's coming down, can we see its head? Or like its mouth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It goes into the ground mouth first, so you kind of got to witness it when it first came up and this time. It seems like you don't, from what you kind of know is just a general rule too, worms are blind. So you notice that it doesn't have any eyes, but it just seems like it's got rows and rows of teeth. And
you say it had like metal.
Yeah, so the skin is metalish. It's almost like metal, but it's almost like it's like a blend of bio and metal. Like, it's been.
Have any of you played Terraria?
No.
Not a fan.
The only thing I can see now that you've said that it's a metal worm is this.
So the first thing he's going to do, the next thing he's going to do is he's going to use his additional attack, because I get 2 attacks, and he's going to use.
Salsa boy.
How easy would it be? Like, can I still see Kale? Like, down in the creature's throat?
Part of him. You can see his hand.
Can I use Sand Coffin to try to reach in and grab him?
I was making a joke because his hand landed in front of him.
Oh, shut up.
No, he's in the throat. He got swallowed.
Right, because I don't know how much reach the sand would have. I doubt it could just reach into the creature's throat. Can I?
What?
Can I, like, use a Sand Coffin or whatever to reach up and try to grab Kale?
I mean, you can't see him.
Okay.
He's, like,
in the throat. That's my rules.
You could send a Sand Coffin into it, but I don't even think Sand Coffin can contain this thing.
It's gargantuan. It doesn't say anything. It just says a target creature.
Target creature. Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about their size. I'd have to pass a dex save, and it has massive dex. So.
No, it doesn't. It's got shit dex.
Oh. But it's gargantuan. I think it would be ridiculous to be able to use that because you're only level 5.
Yeah.
I don't have the grand Sand Coffin yet.
You need granddaddy Sand Coffin.
So then Akira's just going to use Earth Release. Sand Shuriken. And he's just going to throw a barrage of these things at it right before it dives back down underground.
Sweet. Does it make a dex save for that too then?
Nope. That is just a ranged ninjutsu attack.
Sweet. Go ahead and roll to hit.
All right. How does a 17 do?
It does not.
Fuck.
Bounces off of all of its iron scales. It seems like it's extremely armored. Yeah, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, Kale's kind of in the perfect position to fight this thing because you don't have to roll to hit it. It might be easier to just get swallowed and fight it from the inside. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's and then with the rest of my, I just kind of want to use my bonus like little movement to just grab his hand and move the hell out of the way.
Nice.
The severed hand.
You have a severed hand. You're shaking hands with Kale.
Good to see you again.
What in the Resident Evil fuck? Ethan Winters who?
Luckily, we've been swapping body parts and doesn't seem to be too big of an issue, so hopefully you can get that fixed right up. Kale, it's your turn. You've recently been dehandified, so I imagine you're going through a little bit of a shock.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't really have a whole lot I can actually do against it.
Yeah. So do you want to try and jump through again? Or what's...
Not really.
Just get fucking destroyed by the teeth.
Next time I think I die.
Yeah, probably. If you don't make it. So if DC 15, what's your dex?
God, this sucks. My dex is 15, so it's a plus 2.
It's a plus 2? Oof.
I don't have a saving throw.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you can make your way back down to the professor, I guess. I don't know.
You know what? Oh, never mind.
You got hot sauce?
Yeah, this is not something I am intended for.
Kale's in a bad way, to be honest.
Yeah. Kale's fucked.
Is this an animal?
I've already asked.
So this is an animal?
Yes. Why?
Because I touched it on the inside and I cast Animal Companion.
Stop touching it on the inside. All right. Fuck. Okay. What do I gotta do? What's my big old worm boy gotta do?
He has to make a changes the disposition towards me, so I'm gonna obviously make it think I'm its master.
Okay.
Make a charisma saving throw.
Charisma save.
Oh, well, this thing's got a minus 4.
DC 18. He can't make it.
Oh, he can't even. Yeah, he literally can't make it. So you can just fuck. Okay. Okay.
Resurface. Release us.
Okay. Yeah. You just feel big rumbling, and then you feel yeah. Shit. Fuck. So what is it? What exactly is the beast mastery thing? Is there any, like, what is this?
The animal can fight on your behalf. Once the creature loses half health, the Jutsu ends.
Oh, once it's at half health.
They may then stay and fight to survive or run based on the type of animal they are.
Neat. And there's nothing... You can just do that to anybody. That's so broken. Okay.
Yeah. It's OP. Okay. I think we should probably balance it.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's a lot to be able to just tell this giant thing to be like, fuck you, you're mine now.
Yeah. If I was you, I would probably just say, no, this doesn't work. But
yeah. Yeah, because this thing's humongous.
Just another time where I feel bad for Teapot.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to come up with like a reason why this wouldn't work. What is the spell? What rank is it?
Just say that he's too brain dead for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel like this thing's too dumb to be like, it's not like it's smart.
So is a deer.
Yeah, so is the deer. I know, precedents are even set because you already fucking charmed that big fish too.
I was thinking about that. Fish can actually be trained. You ever tried training a worm?
Okay. These things can be ridden.
Fish.
So actually, fun lore, Akira, this might... Roll. Akira, go ahead and roll me an insight check, actually.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
See if you can remember something from your past.
I rolled a nat 20.
Hey, fuck. Wow. Good thing I made you waste it on that. This is just for lore. Essentially, what I was going to say, I guess, but with a nat 20, I guess you kind of just remember everything. You remember as a kid, you were kind of raised on stories in the Hidden Sand Village of what they called the Worm Warriors out in the Hidden Sand Village. And there were stories of these guys who learned to tame some of these because you recognize this worm as something that's foreign to the leaf. You've never heard of them even being in this region, but typically they roam the desert. They're normally out in the sand. They don't go into forests. They don't go into mountains or anything like that. And they're normally not armored like this one is. This one seems like it's been messed with or something. But you're very familiar with the idea of these worms because they have been tamed before and people have used them before. But it's typically a hidden sand thing. And there's, you know, stories of them roaming the vast deserts that surround the hidden sand that people get raised on as kids, and there's like legends of people who've learned to tame them, people who've lived inside of them before, kind of like a Jonah the whale type thing. There's a lot of like sand village backstory to these things, so it really kind of resonates with you, and when you see this it all kind of clicks with you and you're like, what the fuck is this thing doing here, you know? But that's all that was for. I wasn't going to tell you all of it, but in rolling that 20, so...
All of this lore says I can use Animal Companion.
All of this lore is to say, yeah, you can cast Animal Companion on it because I have other lore that kind of relies on that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Worm I comes love up, lore.
Worm comes up and it spits you out, but the professor's still kind of stuck in its throat. Are you going to go in there?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah?
Leave him in there. He'll get the this fucking Brent guy in A.
Well, he's laying there. He's just sitting there, right?
Yeah, he's just inside the throat in like a little pocket. I guess once he opens up the mouth, Professor. You can kind of just holler down the tunnel.
Professor.
You sound way too calm for somebody who just lost a hand.
Yeah. It's called shock.
True.
What's going on?
Come on. Physics.
I think, I'm lightheaded. We're good.
Fuck, dude. Damn it. He's alive. Fuck.
Hurry on. We have like...
Brent in the background.
We have like a minute and a half before
okay, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. Let me just get a sample right here. I'm just going
to... No samples,
now,
or I'll
real
send
quick,
it away
real
with
quick.
You.
I'm just going to... And he scrapes a couple things. I'm going to... And I'm just going to... The stuff that we're covered in. Okay, cool.
I will send it to...
Committing this
to depth if you don't leave right now.
I'm coming. Yep.
Right
yep,
now.
Yep.
Worm.
And,
now
okay,
fully.
I'm coming. He starts waddling out to the edge of the worm's mouth. Woo! It's been hours since I've breathed fresh air. Holy crap. That
All right,
smells.
I pat the worm on the head. I say, return home.
It just... And it tunnels down underneath. And you you feel the tremors leaving. If you could control that thing, I mean, we could study it.
We need to leave now.
Okay.
Akira then quickly walks over to Kale and kind of like puts his hand on his shoulder and kind of guides him down to his knees, and he holds up his severed hand. And Akira learned I almost called it a spell, a jutsu, medical release healing hands.
Ooh, okay.
You cover your hands in a chakra that glows a warm green hue, reactivating a creature's cells, reproductive processes, and closing their wounds. Can he use that to possibly reattach the hand?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kale can still fuck.
No way.
Reproductive. That's so funny.
Much healing, or
does that mean that the guy whose testicles were popped can be fixed?
Not anymore. You guys fucking carved
this
a hole.
This is fresh.
In
there's a reason I
this
asked.
This just happened. Yeah. And also, you probably could have, but I don't know why you'd want to heal one of those guys.
Yeah, go ahead and like grab his nuts. Tell me how that works out for you.
Yeah, and go ahead and roll for the healing because he's also hurt.
I don't know why, but I'd like to imagine that would be like grabbing a whole thing. Imagine popcorn before it's popped.
Yeah.
Instead of like the straight green hue that you'd see on traditional medical jutsu, you'd see like little pieces of like sand like fizzling in it. And he just and he just holds hand up to the stump. And six, so that's 13. So 21 health back.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh.
It's 2d8 plus my ninjutsu modifier, and my ninjutsu modifier is good.
All right, now roll to see if you put his hand on the right way or if it's backwards. No, I'm just kidding.
I grabbed my d20, too. I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, Kale. I just used my other d20. Or my nat 20.
It doesn't change the fact that we have to leave now.
I think that's a good idea. Brent, you're alive!
Stop talking.
Brent!
Hey, Professor. Yeah.
Akira doesn't even give a shit about these two, and he just kind of helps Kale get to his feet, and he walks off, trying to get the hell away from that location before the worm comes back.
Yeah. It's a 10 minutes total, so I think it's faster than we are.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, but you guys could definitely duck out of here and get into a safer area. So the worms, typically, they live in sand areas. If you stick to places with high vegetation, they normally don't go there because they don't like their veggies, just like me.
Bastard.
Professor.
You know? You get it?
Professor,
like greens,
I don't know how to say this.
Veggies? Yeah.
Well, yes, I do. You're my least favorite person I've ever met, and I should have sent you back with the worm.
Wow, that's honestly rude. I was going to ask you guys what you were doing and maybe tell you about a little bit of our stuff, but you know what, Brent?
Yeah.
Let's just get back to the university. These guys are
You're
assholes.
For saving your life.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for saving the professor's life, dude.
Right before he walks off, Akira looks back right at the professor. Your student was going to leave you for dead.
Shut the fuck up, dude!
What? You were... Brent, are you kidding me? Are you fucking? Are you? You're teasing. He's joshing, right?
In fact,
you
said I was your favorite. Was,
no, professor.
In fact, he was preying upon your death because it would have meant he gets a good grade.
Shut the fuck up, man! Shit, this guy's a fucking narc. God. Well, we're gonna talk about that. It's definitely gonna impact your grade, Brent. You didn't.
Oh, what
and
a
save
bitch!
From the,
what
from the worm? That's gonna be a couple of points subtracted.
Wow, what an asshole. I know this guy has his tenure.
Yeah, definitely does. All right, well, we made some good discoveries. I got some good samples, and yeah, let's just get the hell out of here. He looks over and looks at you guys. I assume these are your friends. Thanks for helping, I imagine, in some way, more than Brent did. I am Professor Hanna-Barbera. And I work at the university in the sand, so if you guys are ever around this way, and he like looks at you, Akira, and he's like, oh, looks like you might actually be one of our kin, huh? Looks like you're a long way from home, bud. But if you ever make your way back to the sand, you guys can visit me in the at the university if I'm around. I'll show you some of the samples and stuff and see if we can figure out more about these worms. They're fascinating creatures.
They're also fat.
Yeah. Okay. Man, you guys are just so unlikable. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah, look who's talking.
I'm just going to get out of here. Come on, Brent. Let's go.
All right, I lean over to Akira and I ask him, do you think it would be immoral to kill this man?
Just because you don't like him.
You see Akira actually have this look of that he's kind of getting along with Kale, and he's like, you might have a point. And he kind of just kind of, he looks as though he's weighing his options.
Never mind. This is a question.
All right. After successfully saving the professor, parting ways, and avoiding a huge fight with a giant worm, I think that's where we're going to end our session.
Jesus Christ.
Woohoo.
Not how I thought it would go at all.
Aww.
All right. Is there anything you guys would like to plug?
Not this time.
Nothing.
I'm good.
Not today.
All right, cool, guys. Well, that was fun. I'll do our same plugs as always. If you guys want to hear more, you can check us out on Patreon. That's patreon.com/DungeonsAndShinobi. That's where we have our ramen recap, where we kind of talk about what happened last episode, kind of bullshit around a little bit. It's a lot more of a free form, but it's fun. You guys should head over. We also have a Discord. That's probably the best way to hang out with us. We do some waifu hunting. We'll post memes and stuff in there occasionally. We got a really cool other streamers who draw things for us sometimes. It's a lot of fun, guys. Come join. The links are all down in the description below. We also have a subreddit. We have a Twitter at Dungeon Shinobi. And that's about it. Thank you so much for listening. Tune back in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Ninja.